And there are reports at the moment of several couples, actually a lot of couples, right across the country, having a bit of a fight about the housework. I thought this was just par for the course, really. Gemma Dolly is a registered psychologist, and she joins us now to discuss the psychology of housework, so to speak. Gemma, good morning.
Hi, Keith. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. What have you found in your research as far as couples disagreeing over the housework?
Well, look, many of us can relate to this, but new research conducted on behalf of Fantastic Services Group showed that about 3/4 of couples are arguing regularly over the housework, some as often as once a week. And we can see that it's something that's easy to get frustrated about, but many Aussies are starting to have regular conflict about this and even avoid some housework tasks completely.
Okay, so what are people avoiding when it comes to housework completely? I want to see how I stack up here.
Well, look, the biggest task to avoid was the windows. About half of us are ditching cleaning the windows at all.
Guilty.
Blinds, I say. You don't even need to see them.
Yep.
And ovens and fridges came in behind. So, look, ovens I get, but fridges I think, oh, that's pretty gross when we don't clean the fridge. So about a fifth of us are completely avoiding that task as well.
I have to say I've been cleaning my fridge rather regularly. This one I have to ask, though, where does the shower stack up?
Well, cleaning the bathroom came in as our number one most hated chore, and you can see why. Look, it's never any fun. It's the one I always try and push to the back of the list as often as I can, that's for sure.
So when it comes to cleaning the bathroom, obviously, is there a little bit of a problem as far as aspects of the bathroom, or is it the bathroom just generally?
No, it seems to be cleaning the bathroom on the whole is coming up as an area of difficulty, and it seems like it's resulting in a lot of conflict for couples. But the other interesting finding here was that, surprisingly, despite all the conflict, less than 1 in 10 people actually outsource to a cleaner, which is interesting. So obviously we've got this kind of love-hate relationship going on with our cleaning, but we're not doing anything about it.
That's very true. Speaking with Gemma Dolly this morning, psychologist, about the psychology of housework, for lack of a better term. And Gemma, what would you suggest to those couples who are struggling to divide their housework evenly? Should there be a clear division of labour, or is it just chipping in where you can?
Look, I think being really explicit about who does what is important, because that takes any ambiguity out of it. And it's easy to have arguments when it's not 100% clear as to who is doing what. You know, maybe we just leave the house and expect that the other person is going to take care of something. So if you can, sit down and divide up your tasks. And look, another strategy to consider is outsourcing. We also saw that 1/4 of Aussies reported that they just simply don't have the time to even do the housework. And I think often we feel like we have to do it all. You know, we have to perform at work. We have to have a perfect, clean and tidy house. You know, some of us are raising kids, studying, doing different things. And many of us have so many demands that we're just literally not getting enough hours in the day to do these things. So being able to reach out for a bit of help or even outsource if possible is a great way to allow us to focus on other more important values as well.
And I have to ask, because my parents basically divide the housework and the chores around the property. If it was outside, Dad would do it. If it was inside, Mum would do it. When it comes to dividing chores, such as things like cleaning the hard tile floors, is it better just to hide while someone does it rather than walk all your dirty feet across the clean tiles?
Definitely a good point, because it's easy to undo the other person's hard work. So that's always a tricky one as well.
I am completely on board with hiding as often as you can when people are cleaning those tile floors, because it can be a bit of a problem when you start messing them up again. Gemma Dolly, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Good Morning EP.
No worries. Thanks for having me, Keith.